today I've got my pride and joy in front of me on the desk, which is a French prisoner of war made line of battleship. She's made entirely out of animal bones, which have been shaped and cut and sanded and glued. She's just over 30 centimetres long, and she's about 14 centimetres wide at the widest point of her yards, which is the wooden beams from which the sails hang. And she's about 26 centimetres tall. And she's been rigged with fine twine, as though she were ready to set sail. Where was she made? She was probably made in a prison of war camp somewhere in England, either in the 1790s or the early 1800s. Who made her? We don't really know. She's obviously been made by a person or persons who knew a great deal about shipbuilding, because all the proportions of this model are very accurate. The spacings on the deck look real and proportionate. The guns, all 54 of them, project from each side of the ship. Those guns that are on the upper decks you can see quite clearly. Those on one of the two gun decks that are exposed, you can see those clearly as well. And the detail even goes as far as there's a ship's bell just behind the forward mast, and there's also signs of the workings of the steering as well, because there's a huge rudder at the rear of the ship. She's also painted in the Nelsonic black and yellow down her sides. The masts are all in scale. So the tallest mast is the one in the middle, the main mast. And the foremast, the one at the front, is slightly shorter. And the mizzen or rear mast, that's slightly shorter again. And from each of those masts, three great sails would blow when she had a wind behind her and she was running before the wind. So it may be that someone's carved, cut and glued the bone. It may be that someone else has then pinned the bits of bone together. And it may be that somebody else has actually then rigged the model before she's finished. Now, what's particularly intriguing about this model is that if she was built in the 1790s, when we were at war with France, or in the 1800s, then she's not a standard battleship. She's of an older age, because she's a 54-gun ship. A typical line of battleship that might have fought at Trafalgar, either in the Spanish Navy, the French Navy, or the British Navy, would have been a 74, that is, carrying 74 guns. But this is only 54. So it's of an older age. So possibly this was built as a commission, perhaps for someone who wanted to remember a ship they'd served on, or possibly even a ship they'd commanded. But unfortunately, there's no way of knowing. What she is very well finished. What she is, very well proportioned. And even the base on which she sits isn't just a simple rectangular base. She's actually on a base covered in fine pieces of bone. And at each end, both to the bows and to the stern, it's a half circle. So it's nicely finished off. Very superior sort of model.